Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, we should be live everywhere. Came to you about a minute early. Just to make sure we're good and all connected. Come on in, everybody, on every platform, and speak to me as you come in. Let me know where you are watching from and share. When you share, people get saved. To God be the glory. Last year, 3,136 people gave their lives to the Lord. And already this year, I think we're right at 50 or above 50. And so we're slated for this to be an amazing month so far. Shalom to you. Come on in, everybody, on every platform, and speak to me when you come in. Shalom is that word that we use. It's part of the harvest culture. It's a Hebrew word, and it means peace, but it actually means more than peace. It means nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, all is well. So every time you release that word shalom, that's what you're prophesying, that's what you're speaking, that's what you're declaring. So declare that over yourself, declare that over other people, that they are shalom. And sometimes, watch the revelation of this. Sometimes when you don't know what to pray, your prayer just needs to be, Lord, make this shalom. Make this shalom. Lord, make this thing shalom. Come on, just got baptized on the 31st. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. That was awesome to see that. Come on in, everybody. Speak to me. Let's call a roll. I see Aurora, Colorado. I see Covington, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Aurora, Colorado. I see Southwest Denver. I see El Rio. I see, I saw a ton of other places that I already missed. I see Atlanta. Good to see you. Praise God for everybody. Come on in. It is Monday night, and it's time to command your day and command your week with the power of prayer. What does that phrase, command your day, command your week, where does that come from? Well, in the book of Job, when Job is going through a tremendous amount of loss, the Lord checks him. He rebukes him. And he says to Job, a rebuke, but in the rebuke is revelation. And everybody hear me. Anytime God rebukes us, he's also going to give us revelation. Anytime God corrects us, he's also going to give us something to expand our consciousness. He's going to give us something that is constructive. So correction is constructive and rebuke has revelation. Correction is constructive and rebuke has revelation. So in that, he says to Job, have you commanded the day and caused the sun to know its place? He was really saying, Job, how dare you question me as if you are God? But at the same time, he was telling Job, you have an authority that you are not walking in. You have a power that you are not walking in. And Job, I want to push you to walk in that power. So hence the term command your day and command your week. All right. Can you just put that in the comments? I have authority. I have authority. Hey, Canada, a lot of Canada on here tonight. I love it. I have authority. All right. So I need you to know that. Let me get somebody on TikTok, somebody on IG to type this phrase. Text harvest to 55498. Text harvest to 55498. And when you do that, that's going to get you connected to Harvest. That's the best way to stay connected. I want to encourage everybody, if you don't have our app, get the app. The app is where it's at. Text Harvest to 55498. It's right there in the comments over there on Facebook. I see it. Thank you all. And it's also at the bottom of the screen. I want to encourage you to get that app. The app is where it's at. Let's talk real quick. We got a lot coming up. And so let me just give you some announcements. Come on, everybody, say these are the announcements. Hold on, say it like this. And today's announcements are as follows. These are the announcements. Just drop the word announcements in the comments. So number one, tomorrow night, we're doing a masterclass. There is one available seat, and somebody should take that seat. There's one available seat. Thank you, Vivian. Appreciate you. all the way right from Denver. There is one available seat. I just need somebody to type text harvest to 55498 over on IG too. There's one available seat for the Millionaire Boot Camp tomorrow night. Now listen, if that's not you, like if you don't, hear me. If that's not something you desire to do, then that's okay. Then that's not for you. But for those of you who desire to do that, I want you to be a part of that. Let me walk you through some principles. Let me walk you through some pragmatic things to do to change your mind, to change how you handle your money. Because listen, the Bible says that money answers all things. So when you're empowered financially, you are able to be the answer. Can you put that in the comments? I'm the answer. I don't just have the answer. I am the answer, which means you literally, the Bible says a man's gift makes room for him. And that word gift doesn't mean like a gift, talent, skill, or ability. That word gift there means what he gives, what he sows, all right? So financial. It says a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great and powerful men, which means when you are empowered financially, you got to hear me. What you end up doing is you get to go into places that you wouldn't normally get to go. You become, a lot of times people that become popular, the only reason they're popular is because they were successful. The only reason that they're popular is because they've done a lot, right? And so consequently, it gets you into rooms. And so at any rate, I encourage you to be a part of that if you want to do that. Text numbers to 55498. You're going to be a part of that tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, we've got a masterclass coming up about Hebrews, Israel, the war, all of that. I'm going to really give you some in-depth knowledge about what the conflict is over there for those of you that are interested in that. And I'm going to go into something that I haven't talked about from the pulpit before. I've made reference to it, but I haven't really gone into detail. And so it's going to be good for you, for those of you that have an interest in that, especially biblical prophecy, things like that. That's Thursday. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we've got Wednesday Night Live Bible study. Again, I got to do the announcements tonight. We got Wednesday Night Live because we got a lot coming up. We're starting the year on fire, right? Just drop a fire in the comments because that's how we're starting our year. And that's how you're going to start your year. You're going to start your year on fire. All right. We ain't walking into this thing. We're not tiptoeing into this thing. We're going into this thing on fire. While I'm doing this, share on every platform. So on Wednesday, Wednesday Night Live Bible Study, 7 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Eastern. That'll be live from Denver and, of course, online there at 3590 Grape Street in the interim location there in Denver. And then on Wednesday, so on Wednesday, we start our 21-day Daniel fast, our 21-day Daniel fast. You just drop 21 in the comments. I'm going to teach a little bit about that tonight in prayer because I want to encourage as many of you that can, and if you're living and breathing, you can, to be on this fast. Start your year off right. Start it with a fast. Fasting, look at me, fasting does not change God. Fasting changes you. Fasting does not move God. Fasting moves you out of the way. And so we're going to talk about why 21 days, where does it come from? Why do we do it that way? And what can we expect to receive from that fast? So I'll talk a little bit about that, teach about that, and we'll pray about that tonight in our time of prayer. All right. So that's all this week. All right. Church yesterday in Denver and online. Oh, thank you so much for that, Katina. So to get the fast instructions, you just go right to our app and you get the fast instructions right from our app. In our app, all you got to do is, hold on, let me get the Harvest app. I'm pulling it up on my phone. All you got to do is when you get the app, the little screen will come up like this. And then once the screen comes up, come on, hurry up, screen. Good God. It's being updated right now. Okay, there it is. It took a little minute because they're updating it. All right, come on, app. All right, so once the app opens, we cannot tell. Y'all don't tell the Apple people that it's taking this long. I mean the Android users, because they'll try to use this against us. You know, they always try to use stuff against us. All right, come on, the app is on. Once the app opens, you tap on the store button. When you tap on the store, you're able to get the 21-day fast instructions right in there. It's called the Healing Scriptures book. The Healing Scriptures book. Can you just put that in the comments so everybody can see that? It's called the Healing Scriptures book. What is going on with my app? The Healing Scriptures book. It works just fine. I don't know what is it doing. I probably need to reset my phone. All right. It's too late. It's too late. It is never too late. Come on here. All right, here we go. There it is. It was a Wi-Fi issue. When I turned the Wi-Fi off, it worked just fine. Which, by the way, I don't understand why we got to turn Wi-Fi off to make our phones work. That has nothing to do with prayer, but I'm just curious. Why in the world do we have to turn Wi-Fi off to make the phones work? Anyway, here we go. You go into store, and when you click on store, the store is going to pop up. See how fast? See, it's fast. So it was a Wi-Fi issue. And then as soon as you go in there, you just simply go into books, tap on books, boom, comes right up for you. See how fast this is? And then right from there, you just click on Healing Scriptures. It's a digital download. So you'll do it and then you download it. In there, you're going to have fast instructions. And it's going to give you everything that you need so that you know exactly how to fast, what we're doing, the fast instructions, all of that will be in there. There's some recipes that are in there, lots of things, but it's a corporate fast, so you want to follow those instructions. Wave at me if you're going to be fasting, if you're starting the fast, 21. You say, ain't it fast, Betty? That thing is fast. Wave at me if you're going to be fasting. Wave at me. It causes whatever device to search for the Wi-Fi. Got it. Well, I just think that's a mess that we have to do that. Sure, I can show you again. No problem. You just get the Harvest Church mobile app, and you know it's the Harvest app because it's going to have our teal, lime green color, and it's got a black V, all right? Click on it. Then right from there, you go to the store. All right, I feel like QVC. You go right to the store, and then right from the store, you click on books, and then right from books, you go right there to the Healing Scriptures book. And the cool thing about this is a good reference for you in the future for any time you got some type of physical ailment, like literally it'll go through, you know, toothaches, pray this, headaches, pray this, you know, frustrated with your kids. And I'm just joking. It's got a bunch of different things in there for you. So I want to encourage you to be a part of that. That's our 21-day fast. It starts on Wednesday. And I see so many hands in the comments of those that are going to be fasting. So I encourage you to get that and be a part of that fast. Don't just go Google Daniel fast, because every Daniel fast is done slightly differently. And so you want to make sure that you're in alignment since this is a corporate fast. All right, now that I've spent 10 minutes on announcements, let's get into prayer. Father, we honor you and we bless you tonight. We thank you, sir, that you're good, that you're merciful, that you're kind, that you're strong, that you're powerful. You are our everything. You are our God. You're our provider. You're our way maker. You're the God that we look to. That word God means that you are our source. Gudan is the Germanic term, which means you're our source. You're the source of our strength. You're the source of our life. You're the source of our joy. You're the source of our peace. You're the source of our victory. You are the source of everything in our lives, God. And for that, we give you glory tonight. As we pray, I pray, God, that you would give us the tongue of the learned, like Isaiah prayed. Isaiah, when he was speaking, he said, give me the tongue of the learned. Teach me what to say. Make me know what to say. And I pray that tonight, God, we would pray with the tongue of the learned. Prayer is our way to adjudicate in the spirit. It's adjudication means it's a legal thing. So when we pray, we are literally doing what your word said in Isaiah. We are stating our case before you. This is a legal proceeding tonight in the courts of heaven. And we pray, God, that you would hear us. And we pray, God, that you would respond to us. You said that your ear is not too heavy or you would not respond. And we pray, God, that you would hear us and you would respond quickly. We pray that in 2024, things would unfold quickly. Things would move quickly, that there would be no slow motion. There would be no slow action, but that things would move quickly. We declare that there will be no delay unnecessarily this year in the name of Jesus. And for that, we say thank you. We give you glory tonight and we honor you. We ask for forgiveness for all of our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly tonight, God. The things that we did not do that were right, Father, we ask that you forgive us for that, whether we knew we were right or wrong, or we did not know. We ask that you forgive us for our sin, God. That is where we've made a mistake. We ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for our transgression. That's where we've willfully deviated from what we knew to be right. And we ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for our iniquity. This is generational sin that's been passed down and around. Forgive us for practicing that. Forgive us for not being the interruption to the dysfunction in our bloodline. And we thank you that because we are forgiven, we know that you hear us. Because we are forgiven, we know that you respond. Because we are forgiven, we do not have to worry about does our God hear us and will he respond? The answer is yes and amen. Your word, God, says that the promises of God, they are yes and amen. Drop that in the comments. Yes. And this means when we pray, you say yes. When we cry out to you, you say yes. When we make a request, you say yes. And for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, tonight, God, have your way. Take over these next 47 minutes, God, as we dedicate 1 hour on the first work day for many, the first official day for many of the week, God. We dedicate this day to you. As the first fruit of the week, we give you worship and prayer and praise and all of that on some days and on the first working day of this week, God, we dedicate it to prayer. We get a hold of this week before the week gets a hold of us. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Come on, everybody say amen on every platform. Let me get you to share, because when you share, people are saved. Again, if you haven't heard the amazing news last year, over 3,136 people gave their lives to the Lord, which is amazing, y'all. Can y'all just give them some praise in the comments for that? And let's clap that up. Where are we at? Somebody tell me that has that number. Where are we at already this year? I think we're like right around 50 or maybe a little over that. So far this year, what are we, 8 days in? 8 days in, and to God be the glory for that. Thank God for technology. Matter of fact, God, we pray that, and I'm going to reveal this when we talk about our vision for 2024, but God, we pray over every social media platform and every digital platform for Harvest and Bishop Foreman. And we pray, God, that we would reach more people this year than we ever have before. God, exceed our expectations. So God, our goal, I'm just going to say it now, our goal is that we have a combined following of over 500,000 people across the different platforms. The Bishop Foreman Instagram is already at 211,000, which means, God, we're virtually halfway there. Now, Lord, we set a big goal last year and you exceeded it. We ask you this year, God, to exceed it. Thank you. We have 53 decisions this year. To exceed it in the name of Jesus across our YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all the different digital and online platforms, God. Not for my glory, not for our glory, but for your glory. Because every one of those lives that's changed and impacted, it gives you glory. Every one of those lives that's changed and impacted, it speaks to you, Father. We're pointing people to you. We're pointing them to your word. And so, Father, because that's what we're doing, you said, Father, that you picked us that we might bear fruit that would last. And I pray that every person connected to Harvest would bear fruit this year that will last. And Harvest will bear even bigger fruit this year that will last. And for that, we say thank you. Can you just drop 500K in the comments? No need in waiting. Let's just hit that thing in prayer tonight. No need in waiting. Let's just hit that thing in prayer tonight. 500K. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we're shooting for. And we're virtually halfway there, right? Which means we need the Lord to come in. And Father, we need you to fix the algorithm so they favor us. We need you to fix every engineer, anybody that works on our accounts, anybody that's seeing our content, anybody that reviews it. God, keep us on the Discover page. Come on, let's pray. Keep us on the Discover page. Keep us in people's inboxes. Keep us with people sharing. Keep us at the top of people's YouTube feeds, God. Take our name, take Harvest Church and take Bishop Foreman and put it in front of people, Black people, white people, Asian people, Hispanic people, young people, people who are not as young as they used to be. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. God, use us for your glory. And don't just use us for your glory, because you can be used for a moment and that not last. I pray, God, that because we walk with you, that you would continue to take us from glory to glory, from level to level, from faith to faith, from level of exposure to level of exposure to level of exposure, all for your glory. We are those that walk with you. Which means, just like Abraham, you didn't just use him for a moment. God, you walked with him. Come on, y'all. I need you to put that in the comments. He walks with us. You did not just use Abraham for a moment. You walked with him. You did not just use Moses for a moment. You walked with him. You did not just use Joshua for a moment. You walked with him. You did not just use the 12 for a moment. You walked with him. This means, God, that we continue to evolve with you. We are not a flash in the pan. We are not just a shooting star. We are those that you walk with. And because you walk with us, we will always exceed the previous. We will always do more than we've done before. We will always do more than we've done before. We will always do more as we've done before. And for that, we say thank you. Come on, I want you to end this prayer. Just say, he walks with me. We said us, but just make it personal. He walks with me. He walks with me. And because he walks with you, watch me, it's never over for you. And because he walks with you, it's never over for you. It's never done for you. He's always going to do more. He's always going to exceed the previous. He's always going to outdo himself. He's playing chess with himself. It's not over for you. It's never over for you. God just doesn't use you for a moment. You ready? He walks with you. And because he walks with you, this means he uses you over and over and over and over and over and over again. This is a relationship with God. This ain't no one night stand with God. This ain't no summer fling with God. This is a relationship, which means he walks with us. It's never over for us. What's ahead is always better than what's been. What's to come is always greater than what was. He's always exceeding himself. And God, we will see you do more. Come on, y'all, pray with me in every platform. We will see you do more this year. God, you will do more through us, and you will do more for us. And you will do more through us. You will do more for us. You will do more through us. And you will do more in us. 2024 is our year of more. Come on, drop it in the comments. More. Father, we're not done. It's not over. Our zenith has not been reached. Our apex has not been reached. The highest of the heights you will take us has not been reached. I rebuke every person that feels like your better days and your best days are behind you. They are not behind you. They are here and now and to come. They are here and now and to come. Come on, speak that over your own life. Y'all, God, I want to go up. God, our best days are here and now and to come. They're here now and to come. Father, our best health is here and now and to come. Our best money is here and now and to come. Our best relationship with you is here and now and to come. Our best experiences are here and now and to come. Our best trips, our best travel, our best experiences are here and now and to come. We rebuke the enemy that were trying to put us in the prison of our past experiences and put us in the prison of our past walk. The past, the Bible says in Isaiah 43, it says, forget all of that. It's nothing compared to what I'm about to do. Forget all of that. So God, we release the past and we live in the present and we're reaching for the future. We release the past, we're living in the present and we're reaching for the future. We release what didn't work, we're expecting things to work in the present and we're reaching for the future. We release, we live, we reach. We release, we live, we reach. In Jesus' name we pray. I need everybody right there. Put a praise in the comments. Put a praise in the comments right there. Come on, Atlanta. Come on, Denver. Come on, Miami. Come on, South of Africa. Wherever you at, I need you to put a praise in the comments right there. Right there. Who has the enemy been trying to use that? He said, why you mean the enemy? Because the enemy is a liar. And here's what a liar does. A liar will lie so good. A good liar will lie so good that you begin to think it's truth. Let me show it to you. We see his nature revealed in Genesis. Do me a favor. Share whatever platform you're on. We see his nature revealed in Genesis. What does he say to Eve? Now, who did God give the instruction to about not eating from the tree in the midst of the garden? And really, I've taught about that before. It was not a piece of fruit, literally. It was not an apple. It was a whole other situation. We're not going to get into that in prayer tonight. But who did he tell that to? He told Adam. Drop Adam in the comments. A-D-A-M. Adam is the appropriate way to say it. He told Adam. He told Adam that Eve wasn't yet created. So we have to use deductive logic to presume that it was Adam that told Eve, don't mess with the tree in the midst of the garden. Got it? So the scripture says, Satan, who appears as a serpent, the word serpent doesn't mean snake in Genesis. The word serpent, hear me, it literally means deceiver, deceiver. He's speaking to her. And Genesis 19, I'm in it, so let's teach it. Genesis 19 teaches us that when angelic beings appear in the earth, they appear as humans. So what you have thought was a snake on a tree wrapped around trying to get her an apple, it was a man talking to her, trying to get her, watch me, to not do what it was that she was instructed to do. This is why if you look at how God cursed the serpent, he said, on your belly you shall go, which means you didn't come here on your belly, you were standing up. He says, on your belly, you shall go. Listen to me. Pay close attention. What does he say to her? For God knows that in the day, did God really say that? For God knows that in the day you eat of it, you're going to be like him. In other words, if I look at me, he's trying to keep you from something. The devil is a liar. Drop liar in the comments. He's trying to keep you from something. So what does he do? He'll introduce a lie. And he'll lie so good, you'll think it's the truth. He'll introduce a lie. He'll lie so good, you'll begin to believe him. So he'll tell you, you're never going to have another good relationship. The devil is a liar. He'll tell you, you're never going to find love again. The devil is a liar. He'll tell you, you're never going to make as much money as you did. The devil is a liar. He'll tell you, you're never going to succeed. The devil is a liar. I rebuke every lie that the enemy has introduced into our hearing, into our consciousness, into our psyche, into our spirit, that we have begun to believe. Because a good liar, they're going to tell it so much that you'll begin to believe it. A good liar will tell it so much that you begin to believe it, but the devil is a liar. So, Father, I pray that we would not give in to the lies. I pray that we would not succumb to the lies. I pray that we would not believe the lies. I pray that we would not accept the lies. He'll get you to believe something that's not there. He'll get you to think of something that's not there. He'll get you to defeat yourself because he cannot defeat you, but the devil is a liar. And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody drop an amen in the comments right there. Come on, y'all. Oh, yes, he's a liar. So you have to be careful that you don't begin to believe the lie that the past was the best. Because you have a lot of people, listen, who will live from a nostalgic place. They'll live from a nostalgic place, meaning there's nothing wrong with looking back and saying, oh, that was great. But don't let reminiscing, you ready? Become a prison. Don't let reminiscing keep you from progressing. How about that? Don't let reminiscing keep you from progressing. Because if you keep mourning the past, you will never maximize the now. You have hit the jackpot. You got up this morning. Watch me. Your body work, your mouth work, your eyes work. Watch me. You hit the jackpot. You hit the jackpot, Tashiki under Bahia. You hit the jackpot. I wish you would walk around here sad. I wish you would walk around here thinking, oh God, what about this? What about that? Remember that? Remember? Yeah, that was cute. Okay, let's keep it moving. Yeah, it was cute. Let's keep it moving. Because there's more life for you to live. I wish you would think that your best is behind you. Are you joking? Father, I pray that the gifts, the talents, the skills, the abilities, even the idiosyncrasies and nuances that you have placed on the inside of us, I pray, God, that we would recognize we hit the jackpot because we get another day. We hit the jackpot. We get another chance. We hit the jackpot. You literally have not thrown us away. We hit the jackpot. What does that mean, a jackpot? It means that possibilities, you ready, are unlimited for us. The possibilities are unlimited for us. They are unlimited for us. They are unlimited for us. They are unlimited for us. Let me say something. Today, I was in an area of Atlanta, and I was looking at Tyler Perry's home. And Tyler Perry got a big old house right outside of Atlanta. And I was looking at it, and I saw it from an angle I haven't seen it before. I've flown over it in a helicopter because I've flown over the whole city of Atlanta. I've flown over the whole city of Denver, prayed over it. I've flown over the whole city of Atlanta, north side, east side, south side, west side. I've flown over the whole thing and prayed over it. And when you go west into what's called Douglasville, but it's really closer to the city than that, but they call it Douglasville. When you get there, you see this massive home. And all of a sudden, something started stirring up in me. God said, son, I am no respecter of persons. Come on here, y'all. I am a respecter of principles. He says, you hit the jackpot. You were born. You ready? Come on here, Harvest Field. But watch me. You were born for the time you were needed most. You are in the earth because there's something in you that the earth needs. And he said, watch me. Your best is not behind you. The new one, right? The new one. The big one. The big, big one. That's me. I need you to just put this in the comments. I hit the jackpot. I hit the jackpot. I hit the jackpot. I come against every emotion that makes us think contrary to that. We shut down every emotion that makes us think contrary to that. We shut down everything that makes us think small. We shut down everything that makes us think that somehow we are less than. We rebuke the spirit of the Hebrews. What's the spirit of the Hebrews? They said of themselves, we are like grasshoppers in our own sight, and therefore we must be that way in our enemy's sight. Their enemy never saw them that way. Their enemy saw them as much bigger than they were. I pray that we would see what our enemy sees in us. I pray that we would see when our enemy sees in us, because your enemy sees you as much more than you see yourself. Your enemy sees you as much bigger than you see yourself. Your enemy sees you as much greater than you see yourself. This is why the Hebrews were opposed by giants. They were opposed by giants because that's how their enemy saw them. Their enemy saw them as big, but they never saw themselves that way. I pray that we would see ourselves the way that God sees us. I pray that we would see ourselves the way that God sees us. Come on, can you drop the eye emoji in the comments? If you don't know how to do that, just say, I'll see myself correctly. I'll see myself correctly. I come against anything, shiki andabaha, that's ever been introduced into your soul. That's your mind, your thoughts, your will, and your emotions. We shut down anything that's ever been introduced that makes us see ourselves, God, I want to run, incorrectly. We shut down every negative word that was evil that made us see ourselves incorrectly. We shut down every conflict that took away our confidence. Come on in here. We take away and we shut down anything that has ever transpired that made us expire and that made us see ourselves improperly. I pray that we would not be arrogant. I pray that we would not be hubristic. I pray that we would not be full of pride, but I pray that we would see ourselves the way you see us. And God, our enemies are a tip off to how we're seen. When we see what they attack, we see where the value's at. When we see what they attack, we see where the value's at. I pray, God, that at the top of this year, let us see ourselves properly. Let us see ourselves properly. Don't let us see ourselves through the mud. While I was in the gym, a Jay-Z song came on and he said, dust your shoulders off. And it may be the simplest thing to you, but that thing hit me this morning. What are you dusting your shoulders off? Because you fail, but I need you to get up, stand up, and get that dust off your shoulder. I pray that whatever mess has still been on us because of the mess that we've gone through, whatever dust that has still been on us because of the situations that we've gone through, whatever crap, I'm going to use that word, that is on us because of some of the challenges we've had to deal with, I pray, God, that that would not be on us in 2024. But I pray, God, that you would wash us. You would cleanse us, you would renew us, and let us see ourselves properly. Let us see ourselves properly. We are well able. Come on, have that in the comments. I'm well able. 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 We are well able. Paul said it like this, that we can do all things. Please say this about yourself. I can do all things. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Our faith, hope, and confidence isn't in us. It's in the God that made us. Our faith, hope, and confidence isn't in our ability. It's in the ability that God put in us. Our faith is in you, God. 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 And for that, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, come on, y'all, let's come up for breath. Everybody drop an amen right there. Good God. Woo. Come on, whatever platform you're on, I need you to share. When you share, people get saved. When you share, lives are changed. When you share, lives are transformed. You got to hear that. You got to see yourself properly, because if you don't, look at me, if you don't see you properly, you'll never see what he created you to see. I'm going to say it slow two more times. If you don't see yourself properly, you will never see what he created you to see. If you don't see yourself properly, you'll never do what you were supposed to do. I want you to consider this. With the Hebrews, for those of you that don't know the story, it was supposed to take 11 days to get to the promised land. Everybody drop an 11 in the comments, which means if they started on January 1, December 31, going to January 1, it would be this week on Thursday that they were supposed to be to their promised land. 11 days. The Bible says that they ended up wandering for 40 years. And the scripture says that the Lord let them wander for 40 years because he tested them. And really what he was doing, listen, is he let a generation die off that thought a certain way. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Why? Because the Bible says you complained. It's Numbers 14. He says, you complained. He says, you complained about water. I gave you water out of the rock. You complained about bread. I sent bread from heaven. You complained about meat. I sent you so much quail that it came through your nostrils. Literally, they were eating bird, quail. Like, just think of it as chicken, right? They have chicken sandwiches, and the chicken sandwiches coming all out their nose. God said, you got enough meat now? Huh? You want some more? Huh? You want some more? God is petty. You got to know that. All right. And when I say that, I don't mean that to minimize him. I just say God has a very strong sense of humor, right? All right. Read your Bible. You'll see that. But in that, what ends up happening? He says, they go, 12 spies go out to spy out the promised land. 10 of them come back and say, we can't do it. We're grasshoppers. We're grasshoppers. Two of them, Joshua and Caleb. And he just say, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Joshua and Caleb say, we got this. We got this. We got this. Come on, can you tag somebody right here and just say, and tell them, say, you got this. Can you tag somebody? Tell them you got this. You don't know how to do that. Just put somebody's initials and say, you got this. You got this. You got this. Joshua and Caleb were like, we don't know what they saw, but we know what we saw, which means, hear me, you can be looking at the same thing as somebody else. Watch me. And not see the same thing. You can be in the same scenario as another person and they not see the same thing. Why? 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 Because of what we just prayed. They didn't see themselves the way God saw them. So what ends up happening? Let's go. Do me a favor. Share whatever platform you're on. When you share, people can say. So what ends up happening? They complain. And when they complain the first time, the Bible says that you should read your Bible. The earth opens up. Second time, plague hits everybody. And God says, I tell you what, for every day you complained, I'm going to give you a year in the wilderness. So one day of complaining equals 1 year of wandering. Wow. What, can you drop that in the comments? One day equals 1 year. One day equals 1 year. So essentially God says, you spent the whole day complaining, so I'm going to give you a whole year in the wilderness. Father, we cancel every complaint, even the ones we put in the first 8 days of this year. We cancel every complaint. Please put I canceled it in the comments. We cancel every complaint that we have lodged about our lives, about our situations. What's a complaint? It's talking about a problem without a solution. What is a complaint? It's bringing up an issue with no intent to do anything about it except to talk about it. Complainers. And God can't stand a complainer. And let's be honest, neither can we. Neither can we. I was thinking about something today, and I got mad. Y'all ready for this? I got mad when I was driving today about something somebody didn't do, but I imagined them doing. Okay, can I keep it real in prayer? Because when you're real, you can heal. Can I keep it real in prayer? I got mad about something somebody didn't do because my mind started playing how they would sound if they complained. And when I heard how it would sound if they complained in my mind, I got mad about something they didn't do. I was like, I can hear them complaining. And I got mad about something that they didn't do. They never even did it, but I heard it in my mind. Hear me, we don't like complainers. God doesn't like complainers. Father, we cancel every complaint. And like the scripture says, set a guard over our mouths. Don't let us release a complaint, because one day of complaining equals 1 year of wandering. One day of complaining equals 1 day in the wilderness. One day of complaining equals 1 day in the wilderness. And we will not spend, here it is, any of our days wandering in 2024. Not one day will be wandering. Every day will be winning. Not one day of 2024 will be in the wilderness. Every day of 2024 will be in promise. Not one day of 2024 will be us creating unnecessary delay. But every single day in 2024, we will be moving and walking in what you have ordained for our lives. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He says, because you don't see yourself right, he said, I'll just let this generation die. And then I'm going to let the next generation come up and let them go take it. So for 40 years, they wander. And there were several reasons that he did it. But one of those reasons, he said, I need the complainers to die. Question. Uh-oh. You ready? Question. 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 Actually, let me make it a statement. Let me make it a statement instead of a question. Are you have to make sure you're not one of the ones that he's just waiting on somebody else to take your seat. He's just waiting on somebody else to do it that won't complain about it. Because while you're sitting there saying, I'm just so overwhelmed, he said, yep, I'm just waiting on your replacement. Come here, Saul. I'm just waiting on your replacement. Because since you want to complain about it, since you want to have all these issues about it, since you got all these problems, I'm waiting on somebody to rise up to take your seat. God will fire you and leave you in the seat until he raises up your replacement. He fired Saul and then spent 13 years getting David ready. Did you hear that? Come on. I just need you to type this in the comments. Lord, I won't complain. I won't complain. Lord, snatch complaining out of us. Hey, God, snatch complaining out of us. Because before it comes out of our mouths, it happened in our mind. Don't take the spirit of complaining. It's a spirit. Take the spirit of complaining out of us. 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 We will simply conquer. We won't complain. We'll conquer. We won't complain. We'll conquer. We won't complain. We'll conquer. We won't panic. We'll pivot. We won't be negative. We'll get nuanced. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take that out of us, God. Don't even let that be our nature. Let our nature be like Paul said. Come here, Acts 26. Paul said, I think myself happy. In other words, I could complain. I could say a lot of negative stuff. I could do a lot of things. But Paul said, I think myself happy. And I pray that that's exactly what we would do. In Jesus' name, we pray. That's Acts 26 and 2. The Apostle Paul is standing in chains before the king, who all he has to do is tell the king, hey, listen, just release me. I'm a Roman citizen. Get me up out of this. Get me up out of this. That's all he has to do. You know what he says? I think myself happy. I'm not complaining. 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 How many will be honest that sometimes your normal default is to complain? Wait a minute. Again, what's a complaint? It is presenting a problem without a solution. It's talking about an issue with no intent to solve it. That's complaining. That's what complaining is. Right? And a lot of people, watch me, but I'm just, you know, I just need to vent. Are you venting or complaining? Because watch me, even when the vents open, the air flows, but the purpose of the air flowing is to cool the room off, which means there's still even in a vent, you ready? Even in a vent, it's an event. Even venting creates ventilation, right? Which means I just needed to vent. Okay, but what are we going to do about this? Some of y'all need to tell these couples that call you with all their problems, hey, stop calling me with all this because you ain't finna do nothing about it no how. I don't hear nothing else about this. Don't bother me with this. I just need somebody to vent to. Don't bother me with this. Some of you need to tell friends that all they do is call you with negativity. And watch me. Father, don't let us take on the spirit of complainers and the negativity of negative people. Because sometimes, listen to me carefully, because you're not a complainer, they will come and release their venting to you, release their complaints to you. And what ends up happening? Now you've taken on that spirit. So now you become negative and you don't even know why. You become a complainer and you don't even know why, because you picked it up from them. Spirits transfer. So we shut that spirit down. We shut that spirit down. Spirits transfer. What are you calling me for just to be negative? I remember. All of the pastors that I deal with and I interact with, let me give you wisdom. Keep your circle tight. You keep your circle right. Anytime I have or they have what's called a human moment, here's how the conversation goes. This is the way I deal. I don't deal with people that all you want to do is have a human moment and have your little moment. And that's all you're going to do is stay there. And then I don't want to deal with people that when I have a human moment, they let me stay there. I need them to say, great. So here's how the conversation goes. Say, how does it go, Bishop? Ask the question. I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to show you how to do this. Let's say you're having a little human moment. Man, da 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 da. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. So what are we going to do about that? That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Da 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 da. Okay, great. So now what are we going to do? What's the next move? What's the next move? What are we going to do? Because what we're not going to do is stay stuck here. Pastor called me the other day. He said, Bishop, I just got to call you. He said, I just need to call you. I just got to just get some of this out. I said, okay. So he talked. I said, okay. I said, well, here's the revelation of it. All right. I said, so here's how you need to handle it. We need to keep it moving. I said, because you're letting this get you stuck. And we will not be stuck in 2024. We will not be stuck. We will not be stagnant. What's the next move? What are we going to do next? How are we going to handle this? Because what we're not going to do is just be emotional for the sake of being emotional. We're not staying here. Come on, you all. You got to hear me. In 2024, you're not going to just be emotional just to be emotional. If you get in that car to go clear your head, you're going to get in that car to go figure out the property you're going to buy. You're going to go figure out where you're going to move. You're going to go figure out how you go. You're not just going to be wasting gas to be wasting gas. You're not going to be emotional just to be emotional. What's the next move? We will not be stuck in 2024, God. We will not be stagnant in 2024 in Jesus' name. Okay? So what happened? All of this happened because they didn't see themselves properly. So they end up wandering for 40 years because they became stuck. They became stagnant because of how they saw themselves. How they saw themselves. If you have friends that let you be emotional, you need to tell them, check me. And if they don't check you, that's not your friend. You need a friend that will say, look, you probably gonna like what I got to say, but this is what I got to say, and this is what you need to do, and here's the message you need to listen to. They'll get off the phone real fast. Okay, I gotta go. But I bet you ain't gonna call me no mess no more. We gotta keep moving. We cannot get stuck. How much life are you missing because you're stuck? If this is the day, Father, your word says this is the day that you have made, which means there's a whole lot of stuff we're supposed to get out of this day. But if we're spending the day being negative, if we're spending the day being a complainer, if we're spending the day in that, we never, ever get to the stuff you made. Talk to me, y'all. We never get to what he made if you're spending the day stuck, stagnant, and negativity and complaining. So you never got to see what he made for you. And what does the scripture say? I talked to this yesterday. His plan is unfolding. And because his plan is unfolding, this means that Psalm 106 and 13, it says, but they soon forgot what he had done and they did not wait for his plan to unfold. If his plan is unfolding, if we stay stuck in negativity, if we stay stuck in complaining, we never get to see it unfold. We never get to see it unfold. And that's not going to be the story of this year. This will be our best year of life yet. In Jesus' name, if you agree with that, say my best year. My best, matter of fact, let's be specific, my best year yet. Oh, because this 25 gonna get better. This will be your best year yet. In that revelation, Laura, you never get to see what he made if you stay stuck in negativity and complaint. You never get to what he made. You never get to what he made. You never get to it. You never get to it. It's kind of like you got full off of the bread, you never got to enjoy the meal. Everybody gets the bread, not everybody gets the meal. You ready? You ready? Come on. Do me a favor. Every platform, let me get you to share. When you share, people get saved. Lives are changed and transformed. Again, if you haven't heard the great news, last year, 3,136 people gave their lives to the Lord that we were able to record. It's more than that. That's the only ones we were able to record. And so far this year, I think they told me we're at 54 already so far this year. All right, with the last 14 minutes or so of prayer, here's where I want to go. Here's where I want to go. I want to go real quick to this principle, and I want you to put this in the comments. Prayer is a factory. Prayer is a factory. We're going to go Speedy Gonzalez, 53. That's where we're at. Thank you. All right, we're going to go Speedy Gonzalez. Speedy Gonzalez. Prayer is a factory. Everybody listen carefully. We're about to embark on 21 days of fasting and prayer. We're about to embark on 21 days of fasting and prayer. And I want you to listen to this scripture. James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. Listen carefully. Prayer announces the end result that starts a process to produce what you prayed for. Let me back that thing up. Prayer announces the end that starts a process to produce what you've prayed for. So what we're experiencing now is a factory to produce what you prayed for. Why do you need to understand this? Let me use this. I'm gonna use this bottle. Just use this bottle. All right. No endorsement of this particular water. This is just what they give you when you have the status or whatever. I said. Yeah, I need a little, anyway. All right. Okay. So here's the deal. All right. this was made in a factory, and to make this bottle, To make this bottle, somebody had to put the calculations into a computer that then took that calculation, put it into machinery that would then produce this. So when we pray, we're announcing this. We're announcing this. You got it? But this is the end result. It's just starting the process to get to this. Why is this important? Because many times you and I, if we don't understand that simple principle of prayer, as we will think that prayer is the process. Oh my. No. Prayer starts the process. So watch me. Why is that important to understand? Because the Bible says, as it is working, as is working, which means once I announce this, there may be a whole lot of other stuff that's got to happen between when I spoke it and when I saw it. So, Father, don't let us get weary in the process of the factory producing what we prayed for. Prayer announces the end. It's not the end. Prayer announces the end. Bottle coming. But it is not the end. Father, don't let us get weary in the process. What we're experiencing now is simply the factory producing what you prayed for. Oh my, if that just blessed you, drop a fire in the comments, whatever platform you're on. If that just blessed you, drop a prayer, a fire in the comments if it just blessed you. This thing right here, now this is powerful. Let me tell you why. Because let's just say, okay, you prayed. Let me just use relationships. We'll use that because we're coming up on February. Let's use that. All right. So you pray for a godly spouse. And you got, God, I want this. Okay, guess what? So then the factory starts the process to produce what you prayed for. You ready? But it starts with you. Which means before the factory goes to get him or her, the factory's got to get you ready for what you asked for. Did you hear what I just said? So everything you're going through, you're like, God, what's taking so long? You ain't ready, boo. That's what's taking so long. Okay, Bishop Kevin Foreman, if you don't teach and preach and prophesy in prayer, watch me. And if you get something before the process has been completed, watch me. It will not be able to hold on to anything. Did you hear me? It will not be able to, if the factory doesn't finish the bottle and there's no tops, then guess what? You can't hold on to anything. So this is why you get it and you lose it. You think this is it and it's not it. Because you did not let the factory finish. God, we're about to embark on 21 days of fasting and prayer. And I pray, God, that we would recognize prayer announces the end. Prayer is a factory. It announces the end, but it's not the end. It goes to prepare and to process for what we have prayed for. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. I got 8 minutes, and I got more than 8 minutes for us to cover in prayer. So that's all right. That's why we got the pop-ups. If you haven't shared yet, make sure you share. When you share, people get saved. All right. Let's use another example. So you pray, God, I want this particular job. I want this type of job, doing this type of work. And okay, you pray for that. Let's use that as an example. Just using these examples, all right? So prayer isn't the end. It announces the end. So the end is this particular thing you pray for. But guess what? What if he's got to go restructure the company to get you what you asked for? What if he needs to, watch me, because you're not going to find it online. you're going to be introduced to the right person. Oh my God. You're going to be introduced to the right person. You're going to watch me. You're going to have a hookup, which means you ain't going to go through the regular process everybody else goes through. It starts a process. And if you, here's what many Christians do, and you're not going to do this year. Before I even tell you, I want you to agree that you're not going to do it. Just say, I won't. Tell the Lord, promise him. I'm going to tell you what it is you're agreeing to, but just trust me on this. You know you're in a safe place. But say, I won't, Lord. I won't, Lord. I won't, Lord. I won't, Lord. Just promise him before I even tell you. Just promise him before I even tell you. Promise him before, God, we won't. We won't. We won't. I 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 won't, I won't, I won't, I won't, I won't, I won't. You ready? We won't shut the factory down because we don't like the process. I'll set it right there. Oh, y'all can't see it on TikTok. I'll set it right there. We won't shut the factory down. Woo! Good God. Because we don't like the process. We won't. We won't. We won't. We won't. We won't. We won't. Somebody said, never mind, Lord. I might. You can't. Because here's what happens. Every time you shut the factory down, how do we shut the factory down? Well, we just prayed about negativity, complaining. Many times you just give up on it. You stop pursuing it. You prayed about it. You can stop pursuing it. You don't even remember what you prayed for. You stopped pursuing it. You stopped pursuing it. Here's the problem. Let's go here and we got to wrap this up. If you shut the factory down, all of that work was to produce you what? Here's the other problem. If you shut the factory down, many times you're going to have to go back and start fresh and start over. You ready? And you didn't even realize how close you were to the end result. You didn't even realize how close you were to the end result. The process may not be pretty. And people say, trust the process. I don't trust no process. I trust God of the process. That's crazy. I never heard nothing more crazy to me in my life. Trust the process. I ain't trusting nothing about this process. I trust the God of the process. Come on, tell them in the comments. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I'm not trusting markets. I trust the God that makes sure my markets are always good. I love people. And I thank God for people, but I do not put my trust in no person. My trust is in God. The Lord is with me. And if God be for me, who would dare be against me? Okay, so Wednesday, we're starting 21 days of fasting and prayer. Why did I tell you that? Because fasting and prayer, you got to hear me, it announces the end. It announces the end. And here's what the scripture says. There are some things. Let's transition and get this. Let's get this done. All right. There's some things that only happen through fasting and prayer. All right. Jesus said it like this. He says, this kind only comes out through fasting and prayer. Well, what kind is this, Lord? That's Matthew 17:21. Please do not solicit in my comments. If you do that again, we'll block you. Love you, but don't do that. What kind, Lord? The difficult time, the tough kind. In Matthew 17, Jesus' disciples couldn't cast the spirit out. And so Jesus checked them. He was like, you unbelieving, all that. And so then later they're like, Lord, why couldn't we do it? And he says, well, this kind only comes through fasting and prayer. What if your factory was only going to produce for you with fasting and prayer combined? I'm going to tell you at the top of this year, let me prophesy. Let me prophesy. You ready? That whatever was unfinished, incomplete, undone from 2023, I pray that this fast would be the missing ingredient to get your factory, to get your product complete. You understand the analogy, right? Please, please, please go with me. That whatever has been incomplete in our lives, in our businesses, in our organizations, that anything we've been working on from previous years, I pray that according to Matthew 17 and 21, that this would be the missing link. This kind, it only happens with fasting and prayer combined. Your factory needed another piece of equipment. I'm done. Your factory needed another piece of equipment. Your factory needed another piece of equipment. Your factory needed another piece of equipment. And for that, we give you glory in Jesus' name. good God. Can you just tell him yes, Lord, right there? Yes, Lord, right there. One more scripture, because I'm going to run out of time tonight, but I want to give you one more scripture, and we're going to pray this thing, and then we're going to move. So in Daniel chapter 10, where the Daniel fast emanates from, Daniel prays, and when Daniel prays, the Bible says that on day one, the Lord answered him, which means prayer announces what? The end, but it's not the end. It's just on day one, the angel says to David, or excuse me, to Daniel, he says, heaven answered you day one, which means when you prayed for it, God was like, yep, done. That's done. He says, but for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked me. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me. So what happens when we fast and pray? I got to get you these scriptures real fast. Help shows up. Help shows up. Over these next 21 days, when we start on Wednesday, when we, in those 21 days, you need to expect help to show up. I need you to speak this over your life. Let me prophesy now in prayer. Help is going to show up for you. And it's an archangel, which means help from somebody higher than you is about to come. Look at me. You're not just going to be helped from your equals. You're not just going to be helped from somebody that perhaps you've elevated beyond. Mm-mm. Help is going to come from somebody higher than you. Help is going to come from somebody higher than you. Help is about to show up from somebody higher than you. Michael was an archangel, meaning the first among equals. There were seven archangels that stood before the throne of the Lord, Michael being one of them. The angel said, I needed higher help to come. I needed somebody, watch me, with a bigger title than mine. I needed somebody with a bigger bank than mine. I needed somebody with bigger resources than mine. I needed somebody with bigger pool, bigger favor than mine. Father, I prophesy over our lives that as we fast and pray from January 10th to January 31st of 2024, that help that's higher is about to come. It's not going to be lateral. It ain't going to be your homeboy, your homegirl, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your niece, your nephew. This is going to be somebody that's higher that's about to come help us. Michael came to help the angel. It's coming to help us. It's coming to help us. Higher help is coming. I need you to say it just like that. Higher help is coming. Higher help is coming. And I'm out of time. Good God. I will teach more. I will teach more. You can get all of the details. I mentioned it earlier in the fast. Let me give it to you one more time, guys. We start on Wednesday. Go to the Harvest Church app. When you go to the app, you're going to click on store. And when you click on store, you're going to go to the thing that says books. I'm just walking you through it because I got it. So let me just walk you through it. And then you're going to go to the one. Now, all these are good books, but you're going to go down to the one where it says Healing Scriptures. And it's a digital download. You click on it and you can do that. All right. That starts on Wednesday. I encourage you to be a part of that fast. Last three things that I want to do. Number one, if this helped you, let me get you to share. When you share, people get saved. Number two, we're going to sow tonight, and we're going to sow. Here's our seed tonight. It's going to be 21 for the 21-day Daniel fast that we're starting. Well, I'll be live tomorrow too, June. I'll be live tomorrow too for the pop-up. 21-day Daniel fast. That's what we're going to do. We're going to sow that tonight. 21 is our seed. Now, you can sow more than 21. You want to do 42. I like to double it up. You want to do 42, you can do that. You can do $50.21. Let me push some of you who never, ever sow. It's like going to a restaurant and eating and never, ever paying. What ends up happening, and let me be clear with the analogy. What ends up happening is that you're expecting a harvest that you've never sown for. You're expecting fruit from something you've never sown for. And so that's foolish. That's like me expecting. That's me going downstairs. The car that I have is an electric car, right? And so that's like me going downstairs with a regular key talking about, why isn't that working? Well, it can't work because that's not what I sowed. I can't reap what I haven't sowed. So I want to push you and challenge you to sow, especially at the top of this year. All right. How can you sow that? You can use the Cash App, $Bishop Foreman with the number two, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. hello@harvestchurch.church. I'll already be fasting. Can you start on that? Okay, great. Great. You start early then. That's awesome. But I encourage you to do that. 21. And here's what you're going to do. Here's what you're going to name this seed for what we just prayed. Higher help is coming. So HHIC. Now, if it has some other meaning and some other whatever, I don't know nothing about that meaning. HHIC. So if that means something else in some other culture or subculture or nomenclature, I don't know nothing about that. HHIC. Higher help is coming. That's what we're going to call this seed tonight. And you can get that in the ground. I'll give you the ways to give again right after we do this. But if you're on here tonight, you're not a Christian, tonight's your night. Number two, if you've given your life to the Lord, but you've not been faithful to him, tonight's your night to come back to him. And number three, if you're like, Bishop, I don't know where things are. I do not know. Tonight's your night to be sure. Wherever you're at, on the count of three, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, on the count of three, you do the hand wave emoji or say it to me, guys, I just spent an hour praying with you and pouring into you. I need you to give me 60 seconds. Those of you that are already Christians, you're like, I'm going to get off. Don't get off. This is when I need you most. I need you praying that scales fall off of eyes, scales fall off of ears, and that people come to the Lord tonight. All right? And I need you to do that. If you're praying, do the prayer emoji hands or say I'm praying. They've already started responding. There's one right there on TikTok. Wherever you're at, there's two right there. I haven't even done the call, right? If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure, do that hand wave emoji or say it's me, wherever you're at. One, two, three, wherever you're at. Two have already responded. I don't know why balloons are on the screen. I turned the little feature off and it's still doing that stuff, but that's all right. We're going to go. There's three. No, I got you. I got you, Jasmine. I got you. There's two. There's two. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. No guilt. No condemnation, no shame. Don't you dare let this day go past and you not make sure things are right with you and God. There's three. Well, Bishop Foreman, this between me and God, I ain't got to do this right now. Actually, Jesus said, if you deny him publicly, there's four. I see you on Facebook. He'll deny you. I don't know about you, but I do not want the Lord to deny me. That's one party I want to make sure I'm admitted to. I want to make sure I get all the way in. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Wherever you're at, don't let this day in before making sure that things are right with you and God. Tomorrow's not promised. And I don't say this to scare you, but just to be real with you, how many people woke up today thinking that this was going to be another day, not knowing that yesterday was the last day on the earth? And what they did not do yesterday, they'll never be able to do it. I'm encouraging you tonight. There's five. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. I need you to respond. I'm going to count down. There's a few more of you on here. I sent several more. Praise God for you getting baptized. I sent several more that need to respond. I'm going to count down from five, and I need you to respond in those comments to the hand wave emoji or say it's me. Five, waiting on you. Four, waiting on you. Three, don't miss your moment. There's several of you that still need to respond. Two, wherever you're at, five have responded. One, I see you. There's six. I see you. We got to go. So you can keep responding, but there's more of you that need to respond in the comments. There's seven. There's eight right there. YouTube, Facebook. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord. Be sure. You're good, Jasmine. We counted you. I got you. We got you. God's got you, most importantly. There's nine. There's 10. Wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, wherever you're at. Everybody, I want you to pray this for me. I don't care if you and Jesus went to school together. Y'all got yearbook pictures and he took a selfie with you. I need you to pray this prayer with me. Everybody say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. There's 11. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fall or if I fail, give me the grace to get right back up again. Tonight is the beginning of the best days and the rest of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, you just prayed that prayer. Let's thank God for the 11 people that came to the... I see you. There's 12. I see you. I got you, treasure within. I got you. There's 12 right there. Let's thank God for the 12 that just gave their lives to the Lord tonight. Here's what I want to do. Let me walk you through the process of what to do next that you've given your life to the Lord. You're going to text Harvest to 55498. It's pinned over here on both platforms, TikTok, IG. It's coming up at the bottom of the screen for everybody watching me at the camera I'm pointing at right now. That's YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of that. You're going to text Harvest to 55498. You're going to get a menu of options. Enter the option for salvation. Put that number in. We're going to get a message into your hand called What Next. Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? All right. Again, let me also say this. I've been doing this. Some of you, you are connected and you know I'm your shepherd. You know Harvest is your church. You don't have to live in Denver or Atlanta. You can live anywhere across America, around the world. In fact, the majority of Harvest has never actually been in a building because we're a hybrid church. I want to encourage you at the top of the year, get in where you fit in and you fit here. You send that same text Harvest to 55498. Jasmine, you can do it in Texas. We got a lot of harvesters down there in Texas. Text harvest to 55498, and you enter that option for Join HC. What do you mean join the church, Bishop? What you're really doing, you're not really joining it. It's not the people you're joining, it's the voice you're joining. Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you shepherds. Welcome, Stephanie. I will give you shepherds after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. This is spiritual. And because it's spiritual, it's not about physical proximity. It is about when that man speaks, I hear the Lord speaking to me through that man. Jeremiah 3:15, when he walks me through that, I get that, all right? It's just a spiritual principle. So at the top of this year, let's get in where you fit in. All right. Again, to sow tonight, whatever you sow, you're going to put a 21 in it with a 21-day Daniel fast. And here's what we're naming the seed. Higher help is coming. H-H-I-C. If you're like me and you use text to give, you can't like say it. So you just put it, or you can't type it, excuse me. You just speak it as you sow your seed. Higher help is coming. All right. I'm a sower. You're a sower, we're sowers, sowers are growers, sowers always go up, faithful givers flourish. Whatever you sow, put a 21 in it, you're $50.21, $21, you can do like me. I normally like to double it. Maybe you want to do 42, whatever you do, get a seed in the ground tonight for higher help is coming. I'll teach you more about the fast as we get into it on Wednesday. Pop up tomorrow. Go back to the beginning to get all of the announcements. The boot camps tomorrow night. Bible studies on Wednesday night. And then another master class on Thursday about the war and Hebrews and all of that. A lot happening this week. It's going to be a great week. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for praying for me. H-H-I-C. That's what we're going to call the C. And again, you can use Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2 at the end. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, and Givelify. You can do that too. The email for that is hello@harvestchurch.church. All right. And then if you missed yesterday's messages, part one or part two, you got to catch it. Last night in Atlanta, the Lord, we did PPP, prayer, prophecy, and preaching. And there was so much more. So I'm going to be honest, y'all. I haven't really flowed in the prophetic the way that I normally do. For those of you who've been around for a while, you know we go in. And I'll tell you your cousin's sister's mama's uncle's name. And we really go in. I have not done that in a while. And so we're going to do something soon. And you'll get the information on it. We're going to do something soon that's going to give that'll allow me to do that for both our online family and our in-person family, too. So I got you covered. But it was amazing. So I have not gone all the way up. All of them. And so we'll do that real soon. I love to do that, but let me tell you why. You said, Bishop, why? Why don't you spend all your time there? Let me tell you why. Because we have to have a hunger for the word. And sometimes it's easy to become addicted to prophecy that you never follow principles. Did you hear what I just said? And what I don't want to do, what's important to me is people connected to me. Let's make sure we got these principles together. Because prophecy, all it does is builds on the principles. But let's make sure we got these principles. Let's make sure we got these principles and we're not addicted. We don't become addicted to, I need another word. It's like a high, like a crack addict. I need another high. You're like Pookie from New York City. Just be calling me. Like, you need another high. But when I got principles, I stay high. Let's end prayer like that. I stay high. Come on, put that in the comments. I stay up there because I got principles. I got a word because I was taught the word. I was taught this is my year of more. So I didn't need you to come up to the grocery store and tell me that, baby. My pastor taught me that. Yeah. Man of God taught me that. I didn't need you to say that. The word taught me that. I stay high. All right. I love you guys. Get your seed in the ground. 21, whatever it is. Let's see if it'll do it, even though I cut it off. Oh, now I won't do it. I cut it. Okay, there it goes. I love you guys. Have an amazing night. I'll see you for the pop-up tomorrow. It's going to be early tomorrow because we got a long day tomorrow, and it's a travel day for me, too. All right, love you guys. Shalom. Have a good night. See you. TikTok. Love you. Make sure you share, too. When you share, people get saved. See you, Instagram. Make sure you share. When you share, people get saved. Love you all over here. Make sure you share. When you share, people get saved. Get your seed in the ground. Love you. Stay had you.